Will, what did you possibly bring for us this evening?
Oh my God. So we talked about it last night. I had this idea for a while. I was just really trying to hold off on doing it. But
Dating a girl.
Well, you know, that's been a, that was a big a
fail.
Part of...
That was a fail.
Well, it's been a big part of
we
this
tried to
show
get,
here.
We tried to get you a girl.
Right.
What happened?
Right. So Ryan and I and Anna were talking about this on the Stay Woke program. Midnight to 1 a.m., by the way, here on 102.5.
Settle down. Just
yeah,
settle
just,
down.
Just say it.
Two nights in. I
know.
We're in the middle of the goddamn Johnny B. show. I got Tim Hemp going, right. Is it time for him? I'll fire everybody. I can't do that, but I'll be mad.
So Ryan said, you know what you should do?
Oh, hi, Tall Emily. Tall Emily's listening. Did you
oh,
know
my
that?
God.
Hey, guys, Tall Emily's listening.
Hi,
and she's
sweetie. Love you, girlfriend. Let's go to Wawa, me and you, and share a espresso.
I don't know who that is, but what up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anywho, yeah. So Ryan said, you know what you should do for a bit? You should join Grindr.
Huh, and when did this all happen? Because, I mean, you've had since last week to think of something. I mean, when did this come up?
Last night. Yeah.
Oh, neat.
So, what, you don't like this idea?
I would like to know that. I want you to come up with things on your own.
I came up with the idea last week. Remember, we were going to do a push-up competition, which I want to do next week.
Okay.
Because I think I can
be
on a
way more
push-up
fitter next week?
Yeah. Right. I think I can beat you now. I'm stronger than you.
You're going to break her arm from now until next week?
I have way more upper body strength.
Yeah, if we were going to get into a punching match, yeah, my money would be on you, but...
All right, save
I'm
it.
Not that fat, guys.
Save it for the 35-minute after show.
Okay, right.
Listen, what did you do?
I joined Grindr. The gay dating
it's gay
tender thing, yeah.
Okay, and how many guys did you bang from last night to the day?
I did zero, thank God.
Well, this is
I got
a fail
propositioned
already.
Quite a bit, though.
All right.
And it's I got to tell you, I tapped out on this app by noon because I just couldn't do it anymore. I haven't opened I'm going to have to at least open it one more time to
how
show
many,
you.
How many messages did you get from guys?
Do you want me to open it right now?
Did you use your real like you, photos?
I don't like you saying, would you like me to open it right now?
All right, this is the first time.
Did you
time
use your real photo?
Yeah.
Because it would have been better if you would have used Ryan Adams' photo.
Oh, shit.
I was totally sent you a picture.
Damn it.
Never mind.
I got a shirtless Ryan Adams photo in my phone.
Oh,
photos.
Man, what the heck? I kind of thought I would do better than this. I only got
you're allowed to say help.
2, 3, 4, 5. That's it.
Only 5 gay guys hit on you?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Some of them, 2 of them don't have pictures. One is just a dude's chest.
Just a guy's chest? How's it look? Let me look at it. Is it good?
Here, dude.
I don't want to touch your phone, dude.
I got to burn this thing now. Anyways.
No, trust me. I wouldn't have touched your phone if you were looking at hetero sites. I'm not touching your phone. Not going to happen. Gross. There's, I know it's on a guy's phone.
There's this one.
Let
me see.
Okay. He's sucking in, though, on that one.
He's what?
Yeah.
He's
look
sucking
at that.
In. Like
pretty
he's,
good.
He's sucking in his abdomen. That's what
sorry.
I meant. Like, yeah. It says picture of his chest.
What do you think about that?
He's sucking it in so hard right there. Look at that.
So
this guy asked if I needed to drop a relieve.
What?
I don't know how to say it.
Hold on, bring it over here, and let me, I'll see.
Here, dude, just take it.
Oh, Jesus. Ow.
Oh. That could have been his opening line for Grindr. Here, dude, just take it.
Oh, so that was my profile, too. I said, just here for a little bit, right? Like radio bit, but it could be time. And then I also hashtagged B-holes in my profile.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's not a good thing to
yeah,
tag.
I don't know if that's the way
no, that's Grindr. A perfect thing to tag on Grindr. Are you kidding? That's the best.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Oh, the chess guy?
Yeah, chess guy. How do you say that?
He asked you if you needed to drop. Okay, when you...
Yeah, I
without
know.
Saying a word, when you do laundry, what do you call that bunch of clothes that you put in the washer?
Oh, a load
I
of
know.
Laundry.
A load of laundry, yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said without saying a word.
Or like, you know, where you dock stuff.
Yes. A loading dock.
Yeah.
Yes. Huh.
And that's always that's how we open too. I gotta tell you, I don't know how gay guys get anything done.
I don't
know how they live.
It's so forward. Like if you were on Tinder and a girl messaged you that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I would be like afraid.
I'd be intimidated.
There would be some sort of catch.
I'm gonna get mugged.
Yeah. Or murdered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's a 55-year-old guy.
So there was a few. There was one guy I was talking to for a little bit. I think he's at the bottom. There.
Oh, you have a back and forth?
Yeah. I tried, man, but I had to tap out. It was too. I'm not easily flustered, or you know, I'm a pervert. I'm a piece of garbage. But I was like, this is a little rich for me.
Here's a guy that's got a picture of him with a tank top on and a convertible.
Yeah.
And it
that
says
pretty cool.
It just says good morning.
Yep. Oh. That's nice.
Yeah.
I should have talked to him. I did. I bailed, though. Like I said, I couldn't do it by noon.
Brand new one.
Oh, brand new one. Nice.
Yeah. Just popped up.
Heck yeah.
Pun intended. His name is the word describing the part of your body above your neck, that whole area.
Yes. Yeah.
For you.
Oh.
Yes.
Lovely.
Uh-huh.
For me, personally, or just in general?
No, just for you. The number four and the capital letter U. Mm-hmm. Earlier, somebody named Just a Guy just said LOL. Is that the guy you were having back and forth with?
Oh, that guy sent me a picture of his butt.
Oh, let's see this one. Oh, dude, you got full conversation with this guy.
Like, yeah. What's in it?
Oh, my God. This guy, first of all, he needs to trim up his neck hair.
Yeah.
He says, hey, dude. Or did you say, hey, dude?
No, I think I said, hey, dude.
And then he goes, what's up? And then you said, hello. How's the grinder treating you?
Oh, boy.
And then he said, mediocre at best, you. And then you said, I just got on here 10 minutes ago on a dare, so no complaints yet.
All right, dude.
That's not really flirting. You needed to really try to get some wiener on this
dude,
thing.
Dude, I was trying.
No, okay. You weren't. You said this is a bit. You're supposed to say, I want a bit of that ass.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was a bit.
Give me a little bit.
I want that death. What is it?
Man, you think the damn.
There's more
damn.
Though, right? There's
Look
more.
Look at you, bro.
Can I try that?
Bro, you think the damn.
Think to death. Okay.
Yeah, do it. You can't do it. You ain't got it.
You think to death.
No, you ain't got it, girl. You can try one more time, though. Damn.
You think to death.
Man, it's hard to do it gay.
I right? did it.
It's hard to be aggressive gay. Hold on. Damn, bro, look at that penis. Man, that penis is stick to damn.
Nice penis,
helicopter
dude.
Down yeah. for daddy. I just spit on myself. I spit on myself talking about a fake penis.
Oh, Lord.
Damn. Man, look at your balls. Man, your balls stick to damn. God damn. Your balls are like two Kelly ass cheeks hanging out underneath a big old crazy fire hose or something. Stick to damn.
Oh,
your wiener.
God. I wish you would have said that.
Back to the conversation. Matt. My stomach hurts from screaming like that. Is that bad?
Just die already.
I've had heartburn for like 3 days. No, like, you don't want me to die. You don't want me to die.
I don't want you to die.
Listen, I've had heartburn for like 3 days. So here's what I do tonight. I come in here. There's 7,000 pounds of Carrabba's left over from earlier today.
That's a true story.
So I ate two plates of pasta, and now I'm drinking a coffee. Is that good for heartburn? Let me get some marinara and then some coffee.
Oh, boy.
Man, that guy's hernia stick to damn.
When you, so when you walk into your house tonight, when you get home,
yeah.
You just kick the door open. And
oh, it's going to happen. It is going to happen.
Poor Leah.
No, yeah, you're right.
It's going to wait the whole
okay.
house up.
Back to the gayversation here.
Gayversation.
Then you said, after you said, I'm too scared to hit on you. I just jumped on this thing. He says, good. What you in the mood for then, if I may be so blunt?
Ooh.
Right to the point.
I like it, dude. Well, he wasn't like the guy with the laundry. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Hey, man, you want to do some,
laundry on
yeah,
my face?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you need me to throw a hamper full of clothes in your face for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So you said, I don't know, just kind of playing it by ear. Just going to be here for a bit. And then he says, what you into? Why is he talking like a caveman?
I don't know.
What you into?
Because he's probably dumb because he gets laid all the time.
Me, gay, Neanderthal.
Why,
you,
because he's hot?
You think the damn. Then you said, I'm pretty open to just about anything, really. I'm new at this. You? Okay. All right, now.
See?
Okay. Then he says, love oral.
What?
Oh, boy.
Who doesn't?
I know, right?
That was your in right there.
It would have been better if he would have spelled it like, if he would have said, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, everything else is organic. Aw, see, you can't even have processed food with this guy. Mm-hmm. He says, I go with the flow. And then you said, Will says, How many dudes have you been with? That's pretty. You don't know him that well,
know,
to be
man.
Asking.
I don't want AIDS or something.
Whoa, whoa.
That's so
Come
wrong,
on, bro.
That is so wrong.
Why is that wrong? It's true.
That's cool. He says, a few. Love to give oral, foreplay, hot massage. The thing that the basketball goes into.
Yeah.
When you're playing basketball.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Right.
And also getting that thing that the basketball goes into.
I don't know if people know what that. Do you know what that means?
That job that happens?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Everyone,
right, cool,
everyone
cool,
does.
You know the thing that holds your tire in the place. Anyway.
Yep.
He says, Vers BTM here. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. That's the thing. Their lifestyle is so decadent. I had to like Google what they were talking about.
Decadent?
Yeah, it really is.
Like
it's
fine
over the
chocolate?
Top. Yeah, it's over the top.
Okay. He says, then you said, what about like pee pee and poo poo? I'm trying to expand my repertoire over here.
Wow.
Just went all in.
Oh, man, this
Cashed
is good.
Chips.
Literally.
And then he said, LOL, nah. Well, this guy's not into it.
Yeah,
then.
What a wuss.
Okay.
There's a few more in there, too, Johnny. Did you see the guy's butt?
No, I'm trying to find
it was
this sweet
bigger
sweet
than
ass.
Kim Kardashian's.
What?
And it looked like 10 pounds of bologna.
Is it JJ? Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, this guy goes, hey, you, what's going on? And you said, what up, cuz?
Did he respond back?
No.
What a jerk.
You turned off a fat gay guy.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
This guy's doing, he's trying to do a sleep selfie like Ryan does.
Yeah.
But he looks like a murder victim.
Yeah. He does.
His sleep selfie
teach him up.
Looks like he is dead. Like somebody just snapped the picture like from the coroner's office. Let's see here. Oh, that's an ad. Oh, gay ad. Ooh, Team Grindr sent you a message. Just
ooh,
so you
nice.
Know.
Hell yeah.
The whole team did.
VIP.
I'm trying to find a butt, man. I don't see the butt.
Did he delete me?
Oh, there's the butt. Hey!
That thing is humongous.
That is a big man
that's
ass.
Big. Like, men don't have that type
no,
of ass.
No, that's a very bubbly ass.
It is.
This guy does, like, that's workouts for this.
Everything's decadent with these people.
I don't know about decadent. He's got bruises on it, this guy.
Oh, it looks like 10 pounds of rotten bologna.
Yeah, oh, my God. He sends his ass pic to you, and he says, hey, what's up? And you respond, ladies and gentlemen. Will Koontz responds, is that Kim Kardashian at your house? And then he says, I don't know if that's a bad thing or a compliment, LOL. I'll take it as a bad thing. Thumbs up. End of conversation.
That's it.
You turned off Ass Man. You got to hit him back up.
I want to delete that app.
You're not
now.
Going to. Now.
Oh,
like
boy.
Right now.
No.
I'm done with it.
This
I can't
is,
do it.
This is going on for weeks.
Ugh.
I need a Grindr update. I need the best conversation from a real guy once a week, along with a brand new something that you bring every week.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude,
a lot of homework.
You're on 5 nights a week now. This is a good exercise for you. This is the kind of hard work you got to put in to be in radio. You think I just come
I
in here every night?
Have to be a gay man now to get into radio?
Dude, people have done a lot worse.
Yeah.
If you ever wanted to be on the movies, you're going to have to be a gay man. Definitely.
Yeah. That's why I chose radio. I thought it would be well,
you don't know all the ins
Same
and outs.
Rules apply.
Yeah. Wait till I tell you who Harvey Weinstein is in Tampa.
I can take a guess.
What?
I can take a guess.
Don't.
I'm not.
He'll have us killed.
I know.
Or she. Did I say he?
No.
Oh, we've said too much.